It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, ladies. Easter joy to you.
Hey, this is Jean. Yes, I heard a great slogan this week, and it was so awesome. I had to write it down. It said, "We Catholics have 40 days of fasting, but 50 days of feasting."
Oh, yes. We can feast.
We can feast. So, ladies, I'm hoping you are feasting. We are in the Easter season, and it's 50 days.
Yes, the Easter season is so long in a wonderful way. And the feasting, thanks be to God, the feasting does not just have to be calories.
No.
Right.
That is kind of nice, though.
Yes, we can do some of that, and we should do some of that.
Yes. And
I have done some of that.
Yes, I have too. I have too.
But that's not all the feasting. We need to allow ourselves to feast in our souls, right?
Absolutely.
On joy.
Yes. And, oh, girls, I just want you to think of a piece of chocolate. You know how when we, Kathleen and I had some before the show.
Yes, we did.
You just open up the wrapper and you see it, and sometimes you smell it, at least
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll prefer black, dark chocolate mm-hmm. versus milk, but you know, it's just got this flavor, and you put it in your mouth and you just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Savor it.
Savor it. Well, I want you to think of your soul. Like the Lord, who is the creator of our soul, has some chocolate for our soul
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And he is infused in us when we were baptized. This is why baptism is so important. Three virtues: faith, hope, and charity.
Yep, the theological virtues.
The theological. And I mm-hmm. want you to think of them as your soul just receiving chocolate. it is drenched in our soul, and we want to stir up that hope this Easter season. Jesus does, not we. Jesus wants
right.
to stir up hope in this Easter season. Hope like we've never received before. He wants to give us more hope. We need hope. We need to ask for hope, especially if we find ourselves in discouragement or in desolation, or maybe even dreams that have not been fulfilled yet. I think I hear that a lot, and I feel it within myself sometimes. I just remember one point in my life about probably 5 years ago, I'm like, I'm getting older, and I think I forgot to dream. And the Lord loves us to dream.
Mm-hmm,
and he took
mm-hmm.
me through some healing schools with John Paul II Healing Center and learning about how to pray with people for healing. And just
now,
all
encounter
those dreams.
Ministry.
Encounter ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, we need to dream. Jesus loves to fulfill those dreams. And I'm inviting you all in this show, just, we're going to pray later on, but just to ask for the grace to be able to dream again.
Okay, Jean. Now, when we use the word hope, when you use the word hope, just like with the other two theological virtues,
yes,
that word can have lots of different
yes.
meanings to,
yes.
to different people. So
mm-hmm.
before we get too far into hope, and there's
mm-hmm.
a lot to be said
mm-hmm.
about hope as Catholics, thanks be to God. But before we get too deeply into that, let's make sure that we are being clear
yeah.
in our conversation about what we mean by hope. Because just like love or faith, it could mean to some people like just what you'd like to have happen.
Yeah. It's not wishful thinking, ladies.
There you go.
It is not. This is confident expectation. Confident. Just remember that word. Confident means with faith. Expectation. Expectation. And the scripture that comes to me is Romans. I love Romans 8, verse 24. "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope." I love how St. Paul clarifies that.
He is very to the point.
To the point.
Yes.
Hope that is seen is not hope. So I just want you all to think about that. What in your life are you not able to see right now happening? Stir that up. That's where hope comes in, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Stir that up. "For who hopes for what he sees?" he says. Because you see it. Why do you need to hope for it anymore? It's right there in front of your face, right?
It's one of the reasons why when scripture says faith, hope, and love, but
yes,
only love remains because we won't need hope. In the beatific vision, we will be seeing.
We will be seeing.
Right.
We will be seeing. And this is what is beautiful. This is the next line. I love it. But if we hope for what we do not see, so what is it that you do not see? What is it that you want from the Lord that you cannot see right now? Is it resolution to a financial situation that you have, a difficulty? Is it a restoration in your marriage? Is it a healing, physical healing? Is it an emotional healing? Are children of yours away from the church? What can't you see? What can't you see right now that only the God the Father can make a reality? That's hope. Mm-hmm. That is hope. Mm-hmm. And he says, we wait for it with patience. Mm-hmm. It's a promise. It is a promise. But if I'm going to read it again, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. It's a declaration. We wait for it with patience. It's not right there yet, but it's coming. That's hope. That's hope. And Psalm 27 says, wait for the Lord. Wait with courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait on the Lord with courage. Then the next line, 26, is another good one. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. The Lord knows.
If you're having trouble.
Yeah.
Patiently.
Right.
Waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knows that's hard.
The Holy Spirit. Call on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Guarantee right there, ladies. So even if you feel your prayers are not sufficient enough to describe the inner anguish or turmoil or desolation or despair.
Or even the beauty of what it is your heart desires.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. The Holy Spirit will pray for you in words that are inexpressible. They're godly words. They're divine. Mm-hmm. You can rest in knowing he's taking great care. He's taking great care. So we just saw experienced the resurrection of Jesus leaving the tomb, right? What is in your life that you still are carrying in that tomb that this Easter season you can release to the Lord, asking him? But even if you don't ask the way you think you should ask, the Spirit will.
Right. Don't be legalistic. Like,
yes.
If I just use these right words, if I describe what I'm looking for,
yes,
just right, then I'll get that. But if I mess up on the words a little bit, I'll get something that's not quite as good.
Right.
Because I didn't ask for the right things. No. Not how this works. No.
And this is the continuation of what I just read about the Holy Spirit. And he who searches the heart of men, the Spirit right now is searching your heart, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
now, he's searching my heart. He's searching Kathleen's heart. Mm-hmm. He's searching your heart. And to be honest with you, girls, when Kathleen and I come on and record these shows, we don't worry because the Spirit searches our heart.
Yes. And the main thing for us is to open all the doors.
Open up the doors.
Don't make him work.
Don't make him work.
Open the drawers. Open the doors.
Yes.
Let him see whatever.
Yes.
Whatever he wills. Yes.
Yes. And so he is searching. He is searching. So let's just say, hey, Holy Spirit, thank you. You are searching. He is mm-hmm. actively working and searching our heart right now. And he knows what is the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
According mm-hmm. to the will of God. The Lord just knows that we need so much help that the divine has to intercede for us.
Right. And where our hope comes in, because this is not like winning the lottery or, you know, something like that. Where hope comes is in who God is, which we talked about on the earlier show, right? He's all powerful. He's all knowing.
That's
he's
right.
all knowing. He's all powerful, and he's all good.
Mm-hmm.
That is the basis for our hope.
That's right.
That's
right.
Why we can hope confidently.
That's
is
right.
Because there isn't anything he doesn't know. There
That's
isn't
right.
anything he can't do, and there isn't anything but love.
That's right.
And goodness.
And mm-hmm. the last verse, we know that in everything God works for good for those who love him.
Yes,
it just
he does.
Affirms what you
yes,
just said.
He does.
And this is what's so good, ladies, that I want to bring to your attention, because we have to stand on these truths, because our mind and our heart are broken because of Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm,
they don't
mm-hmm.
We know truth, but our heart doesn't know it at the same time. It's a great struggle for every one of us. It's a struggle for me, struggle for Kathleen,
yep,
struggle for
yep.
our Pope, mm-hmm. our priest, for every person that walks on this earth. We have the understanding in our mind who God is, but our heart has not caught up to it yet.
And Satan continues to sow the seeds
oh,
of
yeah.
doubt in
oh, yeah.
every human life.
Right.
He does the same thing he's been doing since the garden.
That's right. So what do? We stand on. Pull out your Bibles, read Romans 8:24, go all the way through 28, and start standing firm and use your reason that has been blessed by the Lord and gifted, because hope will help your reasoning too. And just look at those words, that if the Lord is telling me, if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for patience, then that must be mean that it's going to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he's telling me
He
is faithful. So if mm-hmm. he's telling me through St. Paul to wait in patience, that's your prayer. Lord, how do I wait in patience?
And the Holy Spirit will help you, St. Paul tells us.
That's exactly right.
The Holy
right.
Spirit is going to help you to be able to pray and wait patiently.
Exactly. Jesus Christ in John 10:10, I came to bring life and give it abundantly. This is the abundant life, standing on firmly on the Word of God. And I've been praying this whole week, Lord, what do you want me to bring for my Joyful Echo? And I kept hearing the word hope over and over and over again. And I needed it for myself. Experience in a week of desolation this past week, as if I didn't even know Jesus.
Oh.
You know, sometimes that's what desolation feels like.
Right, right.
You know?
It is desolate. It feels like there's no
desolate.
Life here.
Yes.
And no life really means like no future.
Right.
You don't see anything good coming out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the struggle, the ruminating thoughts, the rambling, mm-hmm. you know, fighting mm-hmm. and struggling. Mm-hmm. And I kept hearing the word hope. Hope. Hope, Jean, because we are in the Easter feast right now. And who do you think it benefits when it's the enemy that benefits when he makes us believe there is no hope, there is no abundant life. But now that changed for me this morning. I got up and I was like, oh, wow, Lord, thank you so much. Going to give this show on hope.
Mm-hmm.
I am experiencing, again, his abundance today.
Yes.
So desolation never lasts, ladies. It flees. When you're in it, you think it's going to be forever. But stand firm on hope. And the other thing is, the Lord's like, I want these women to dream again. I want you to dream, he says, because our lives are changing. Some of our children are leaving the house for the first time, and you're just with your husband again. I've lived like that for 2 years, and I love it. I love it. I'm a grandma for the first time, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's great dreams, and the Lord loves your dreams. And I want to invite you into dreaming again, because a lot of times, as we age, sometimes the dreams go to bed too with us, you know, and we just want to wake those up again.
Yes.
We want to wake, because when you dream, you're young. Remember when you were young and you would, oh, I wonder where I'm going to go to college. I wonder who I'm going to marry. I wonder where my first house is going to be.
Right. Your gaze was future.
Right.
Your
right.
gaze was to what's coming.
Right.
And that doesn't have to stop.
No.
Just because
we're in our 50s.
Right. Or if you're in your 60s, or if you're in your 70s, or whatever age you
yeah.
might be. Absolutely. Because the Lord is the same yesterday,
That's
today,
right.
and forever. So, Jean, we're going to go to break. But when we come back from our break, we are going to dive even more into this beautiful theological virtue of hope. And how it connects to us dreaming with the Lord.
Amen.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hello, ladies. This is Kathleen. Welcome back to our second part of a new Joyful Echo episode. We are in the Easter season, and it is so fitting that we are talking about hope.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Wonderful.
And I think we do need to think about it. I mean, really take a time out and think about where in my life am I coping? Or where in my life am I hoping?
Oh, Is that a new one now?
I don't know. It's coming on me. It's coming on me. It's like the cloak thing 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I know. Where am I coping? Where am I hoping? Well, and St. Peter says to be ready, to always be ready to give a reason for our hope.
Yeah. So, ladies, I just want you to take a pause and ask the Holy Spirit, where am I just coping? That's a scary thing to look at. Where am I just accepting and saying, okay, this is the way things are going to be?
Right.
I've just got to plow through it.
Mm-hmm. There was a movie years ago, I don't know, remember how long ago, called As Good As It Gets. Do you remember that?
Oh,
Jack Nicholson
yeah,
and Helen
movie.
Hunt.
Yes.
We don't ever want to be in that space, ladies.
That's right. And that's exactly.
As Catholics, we do not live in we just resign ourselves to, I guess, this is just as good as it gets, whatever that is. In fact, there is a virtue, magnanimity, largeness of soul.
That's right.
That is a virtue that you can practice. So unlike hope, which is a theological virtue, it's given to us from the Lord. Magnanimity is a kind of virtue that you can practice and grow in magnanimity. So when we talk about having largeness of soul, it does in some ways come back to what you were saying before, Jean, about dreaming, letting the Holy Spirit plumb the depths of our heart, searching our soul. What is the desire of this person's heart?
And Kathleen and I were just talking about this because that a lot, the canned answer is, whatever your will is, Lord. No, 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 no.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with being
that answer.
Right, right.
But Jesus wants more intimacy than that.
Well, and you know, trust. To take back to that moment mm-hmm. of the Lord in the garden at the Passion, mm-hmm. he does say, not your will, but mine. But what does he say before that?
Mm-hmm. Take this cup away from me.
He shares mm-hmm. with his Father through mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit what he would
prefer
in that yeah. moment. You know, now there's deep meaning into that. But the point is, he was honest and open with the Father. If there's another way,
let it be done.
Yes.
But not will, my will. And I think, ladies, that's what Kathleen and I are kind of getting today. Even in our conversations, we're finding the Lord saying, girls, where are you dreaming? I mean, when someone asks you a question, that means you have to go deeper. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the canned answer, that's what we're talking about. Oh, whatever your will is, Lord, doesn't work with when the Lord asks you questions.
Well, it shuts down the conversation. It's an ending statement.
Because maybe that's a scary question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes back to hope oftentimes. If mm-hmm. you are afraid mm-hmm. to even think about
dreaming,
what would I love mm-hmm. to do or mm-hmm. to be doing for the Lord, or what would I love my relationship with the Lord to be like right now? If that scares you to even think about that, that's a wake up that, okay, hope. Mm-hmm. There's some hope there that needs mm-hmm. to be rekindled.
Or even if dreaming, what about, you know, many of us are, you know, the vocation that we're in. As we grow older, does that vocation become, you know? Mm. Can you dream again that there's new life into the vocation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you dream about new life, or is that something that you can't do because you're afraid you're going to be hurt and right. not see it realized? This is the season where the Lord is going to ask us those kind of questions, is what mm-hmm. we're saying. Mm-hmm. He's going to say to you, remember last week's reading was Doubting Thomas. That is a huge reading, because what does Jesus do? He takes Thomas's hand and he puts Thomas's hands into Jesus's wounds. Jesus guides that beautiful prayer. That's a mm-hmm. prayer with the body, right? Mm-hmm. Into the wounds of Christ. Let the Lord guide this conversation about your dreams. Let them bring them out of the tomb and let him guide you. But there is always apprehension when you're talking about intimacy. We like to protect ourselves.
Yes. And we don't want to lose what we have.
Right.
So
exactly.
The other thing that could be running through your mind is, you know what? I'm okay mm-hmm. with what I have right now, even if it's less than what I would hope for, would wish for in that sense of hope.
And is that the gospel?
But
no. That's what I'm saying.
It is not. It is not. And we're not talking about material comforts or anything like that. No.
We're talking about
largeness of soul kinds of dreams.
Right.
Yes.
And Jesus came to bring life and bring it abundantly. So he is going to make sure that you experience this abundant life. So do not be surprised if during this Easter season, he asks you more about, what are you dreaming about? What do you really want? What do you want? What is in your mind's eye? When you're sitting at that traffic light and you're waiting for it to turn green, and maybe you have some music on, where mm-hmm. does your mind go?
Mm-hmm. Or you're in the shower. Sometimes that's when my mind goes places. Yes.
Yeah. Where does your mind go?
And don't judge yourself for what comes to mind at first. When you start that exercise of examining, what am I dreaming about? What do I dream about? If it's something that you think is not worthy of a dream, or it's something very temporal, or whatever it might be, don't judge yourself and shut down the exercise. Right. Keep walking yourself through that. Maybe you do start out with an answer that you feel is superficial. Okay. Admit where you are, and then keep asking yourself mm-hmm. more questions mm-hmm. and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which St. Paul tells us
it's
in Romans.
It's a guarantee.
He's going to be there with you. So say, all right, Lord, what am I really looking for if I'm hoping to have a bigger house with a pool and, you know, what am I really getting at there?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I have to give an example to you ladies. You all know that I was in a car accident last August. And I think we had our first show when I still was in concussion mode.
Yes.
And I was talking to Kathleen. My husband bought me a nice car. And I love it. But when the question was posed to me about a week ago, like, are you hoping? Are you coping? I'm taking classes again in Encounter Ministries. And we're learning about inner healing. And the instructor, she had the Holy Spirit show in our mind's eye what we were just coping with. And my mind's eye went to the dread of driving on 77 and 485 with my husband driving the car and all the lights because it is intense. And my hope, the Lord was asking, what is your hope? And I was even just... I was hopeless in saying, oh, I'm just coping. I guess this is going to be the rest of my life where I'm just going to have to grin and bear it and get. And no, the Lord wants to come into that. And he's doing that with me through beautiful prayer this week. I'm seeing a lot of things. But when we got into the studio today, I was sharing with Kathleen this angst that is starting to temper now. It's starting to go away. And here she's sharing with me that she had the same thing, this angst. That consoled my spirit. And I'm like, wow, Holy Spirit. See, the Lord wants abundant life for all of us.
Yes.
And that's I think our challenge to you girls. Where are you just coping with not the area of hope? Bring that to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord. It is time in this victory season for Jesus's hope, and he gives it. It's divine. It's not something you can muster up. Divine. Into that situation. There always will be, when we're talking about healing, just a little FYI, you always will feel a little angst when you're about to go into some healing. And we just talked about that a minute ago, but that is worth repeating because that often keeps us bound, that apprehension. But I feel hopeful today that Kathleen, in our friendship, shared that story with me that I completely forgot that she was in an accident as well and shared with me the same feelings that I'm feeling. And it makes me feel normal. So therefore, hopeful. And I'm like, Lord, you are really paying attention.
Why are we shocked?
Why are we shocked? Because when you feel like you're just coping, you don't think he is.
No, it's true. It's one of the real aspects of desolation is you feel like he's absent where he's not.
Let's go into some prayer for our ladies
let's
now.
Pray. And we're going to pray in hope. We're going to pray in hope.
And I'm going to read the scripture again starting.
Okay.
And then it'll lead us from there.
Okay.
The name, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Romans again, chapter 8, 24. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. We know that in everything, God works for good for those who love him. Father, and we just thank you for those words, and we just ask that those words anoint Kathleen and I and our listeners today. Go to the places, Lord, where we are just coping, where we have lost hope. Go to the tomb of our soul, those dark places, and shine, bring, stir up, pour over us, infuse us with your divine hope. Let us know. Bring that youthful living back into those areas again, Lord, where joy will resound, that we will share that abundant life with others, that our testimony will bring hope and courage to others. Father, we just ask for this grace that we can dream again, that we can dream and trust that dreams are from you, and that will be fulfilled, and that we will walk hand in hand with you as we wait patiently, as we wait patiently for your promises to be fulfilled. We ask for that grace.
Yes, Holy Spirit, in that letter of St. Paul, when you're instructing us about things that are not seen, those are the objects of our hope, not the things that we see. It reminds me of another place in Scripture where you talk about how eyes have not seen nor ears heard the good things that God has in store for us. Those are the things that we want to hope for. Holy Spirit, come into this conversation.
Yes.
For Jean, for me, for anyone who's listening, starting to have that conversation with the Lord about where we can direct our hope.
Yes, Lord.
And what it is in our soul that is longing to be larger, that's longing for magnanimity, because we can't get larger than what God is capable of doing. We can't, our soul can't get bigger than what the Lord has to offer. So Holy Spirit, be with us and guide us into that place of looking to the east, looking to resurrection, looking to the goodness that the Lord has in store for us.
Yes, Lord. And I just want to, sisters, join us right now in just lifting, Lord, bring hope into any marriages that are having difficulty now. Bring your restoration. Bring hope into families that are divided. Bring unity, Lord. Bring that hope, the victory there. Bring hope into any couple that is not able to conceive a child and are just suffering. Bring hope into our sisters who are suffering with cancer for healing. Those that are experiencing anxiety and depression. Bring
struggling
your hope.
With a loved one who has addiction.
Yes.
And is falling and falling and falling. Breathe life, Lord, into those dry bones.
Breathe life into our country, into our country, into our leaders, into our friendships, Lord. Breathe your hope, Lord. Let it resound. Let this Easter season be a season that we receive and we reverence that gift of hope.
Amen and Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Victory is the Lord's.
Yes. I'm thinking, Jean, we might need to ride this hope train a little
longer.
I'm all about it.
I am just all about it.
It's a wonderful season. So please join us next week for a new episode of Joyful Echo on Wednesday at 5, and we will be talking about hope.
Hope, hope, hope. Yay. Bye, ladies.